Hello and welcome to DealerCast 2.0, brought to you by CGC Media and exclusively sponsored by PSX Digital, a Moto X company. If you want to consume more brews or for more information, go to psxdigital.com. Let's get this conversation started. Let's brew! What's going on, Solutionaries? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
This is Fred Lenard, subprime hero.
And we are Brewing Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast with a special edition, trying to make sure that you know all about what's brewing with our friends and partners over at PSX Digital. And we have the incredible, the one, the only,
Larry Bruce.
And there's probably plenty of people go, thank goodness there's only one. No question. I assure you that.
That's awesome. Now, we're super excited, folks. This is a new series. This is DealerCast. I call it 2.0 because this is new and improved. It's ready for the next level. We're going to be bringing you education every single week, ways that you can do better inside your dealership, ways that you can use tools and tactics, and of course, how to encourage your people to do so. We have three brilliant minds in here, I believe. Mine's semi-brilliant, so I'll say two brilliant minds in mine. And I'm excited to really dig in. I know that Larry has a lot of great information to share. I know Lou does also. And I know that this industry is ready for it. So let's bring it. Let's have some fun. DealerCast 2.0. Let's go.
So, Larry, we were talking a little bit about what to talk about today and some of the common issues that many dealers actually have that kind of get away from them, which, man, we get the chance to go to dealership after dealership all throughout the country. And one thing that we notice that some of them just aren't using is a daily sales meeting. What are we talking about, everybody? Every single day we have the opportunity to set up our day for success. But Larry, some people just are not taking advantage of the little bit of time that it takes to get a regrouping to find out where we are for the day. Why do you think that is?
Larry, I think Larry lost his sound right now until we can get him back on there, figure out what his audio is. It's okay. We're still moving. We're grooving. Larry, as we're waiting for Larry to come in here, we're going to talk about some really great stuff today. I know that Larry's trying to get his audio back on. But the subject is, what's going on with your desk managers? What are they doing? Are they having daily sales meetings? Are they having save-a-deal meetings? These things are really important to do. And where are they getting this information from? Are they just asking their salespeople about deals that were missed? Are they looking at tactics that they're just assuming they need? Or are they knowing it through data? Are they looking at their CRM and figuring out what deals were worked and where they're at? Are they able to read and get behind what their salespeople are doing? This way that they can really have a focused sales meeting. This way they can know exactly what to talk about, what's happening right now. And I know Larry's going to be doing that. Larry, you getting your sound back yet? Still working on his sound right now.
Oh, good. While he's checking that piece out, Solutionaries, those of you that do lead people, one thing that we want to make sure that we are clear about that we've taken from the military is that every time we get together for a mission or for a formation or just to go for a run, we have an accountability moment where we check to see where is everybody at? Is everybody in the right uniform?
That's right.
And what is the mission today?
Test.
There he is. There goes Larry. He's back.
I hear you now. Can you hear us, Larry?
Check. There he is. Good. We can hear you. We can hear you.
Can't hear us. So strange.
Awesome. Piece by piece, it's coming together. But this is why it's so important to get together with your team, is to be able to hear them out and make sure that they hear the mission that's underway at the moment. The important thing about making sure that everybody is on task for the day is that you know where you are, you know where your people are, and you know what it is that has to get done today. It's not always got to be a what you're not getting done session. So often the general sales meeting inside of most of the car business has been the what you're not good at meeting, what you suck at meeting, or the you suck meeting. And nobody walks away from that encouraged. Nobody walks away from that happy. Nobody walks away from that empowered to go do what it is that they're at the actual dealership to do. And one way to make sure that we get that completely off the table and that it's not something that leads into distress or impedes your own success of the day is to just make sure that you all know that at this time we're going to meet and these are the things that we're going to go over. We also always love making sure that it is led with one important big piece is great news. We encourage a great news meeting inside of any of your get-togethers with your teams, but just to be able to set them up to be primed for some great news as they get ready to activate the day. But Fred, what is it about great news that's so good about making sure that your people have before they get into the whole nuts and bolts of the day?
It's basic, simple, positive mindset. We are what we think. We are what we say. We are how we act, right? When you come in every single day and everyone's just dragging, they look like they're sad to be there, and you don't do anything but perpetuate negativity by saying, hey, get to work, do this and do that. It just stays on that negative cloud where the energy isn't quite there. Customers are going to feel it. You're going to feel it. Your salespeople are going to feel it. It's never a good environment to be in. So let's just change that a little bit. Let's be something different. Let's come in and no matter what the day was the day before, let's start with some great news because we need that. We need to start every single day what I consider like gratitude speaking. When you speak, good things tend to be noticed. Good things tend to be attracted to you. Light attracts light, my friends, and light kicks all darkness out. So know that we need to make sure that we keep light going inside that showroom. We keep light everywhere around our salespeople. But if you expect your salespeople to show up light and you don't bring the light, they're just going to fall down. Everything is follow the leader. If you come to work with this energy, you pull the great news out of them, they're going to know what's great in their life, why they're doing what they're doing, to where their next day, their next moment is phenomenal. They're going to go through that day, even if they have a off day where they miss a couple deals or people don't say yes or banks are not giving them the approvals. There's still great news in life. They still are alive. They have family. They had a great weekend. They sold 3 cars on Saturday. Whatever their great news is, you cheer that on. And they're going to have something to lean on through the thickness, right? So that's why great news is important. That's why you should always start with your day that way. Even if it's by yourself, you need to start your day with that inside your mind. Start with some gratitude. Start with some great news. It'll change everything. Let's not finish the day that way. Let's start the day that way.
I like the idea that we start the day and we finish the day with some great news. Make sure that it's all sandwiched together in there. There are a lot of different reasons why maybe sales managers don't want to have that first meeting of the day or why they don't. To me, it's unfathomable that we would be at work and not be able to get the time to get with the team. But so many times we are so reactive to our day. We just let the day plan us and tell us what we're going to do rather than us saying, hey, we have this much time that we're going to be together and we don't do it. So many times managers don't actually activate that meeting because they That's either right. don't want to hear what's going on, they don't have a habit of building that meeting together, or getting salespeople all inside of one spot is like herding cats. And so many times it's hard to get everybody out of their roles. But Larry, I think we got you back. I think we got audio.
Man, that was interesting. It dropped and I couldn't figure it out, but we're good now. Yeah, the herding of the cats. Awesome.
Yeah. Why do you think it is so hard, or why do you think you've seen this business? You've seen so much more than either one of us have seen. But in it, what do you think the major common objective or common objection is for most leaders to even have that meeting to begin with?
Well, most sales managers have never been, they've never been taught on how to have a sales meeting to begin with, right? So they go into the sales meeting either one of three ways. You go into the sales meeting, the most popular way is you go into the sales meeting rah-rah. It's always rah-rah, rah-rah, rah-rah. And there's only so much rah-rah you can do before the sales people start going, okay, there's no value in this. And they stop. They start finding ways of not coming or not showing up for the meeting. The sales manager doesn't want to push it or does and whatever. And it ends up being this kind of just basically hodgepodge of nothing. Mm-hmm. The second least popular way, but happens too often, is it becomes a beatdown meeting. As a matter of fact, I used to be in those when I was first starting the car business. I can remember my sales manager bringing in what we called the salesperson Samsonite, which is a Valvoline box from the parts department where you put your stuff in it and you leave because somebody's getting fired. And so that was my sales meeting back in the day. And then the last one is the sales manager just talking about, is very bland. It's very, there's just no value. And that's why you have to herd the cats, is because there's no value in the meeting. And there's no value in the meeting because you've never been taught how to have a meeting. And then if you have been taught how to have a meeting, gathering the data to have a meeting is really hard. But there's so much data that you need to gather to have a proper meeting. It's one of the reasons why at PSX we built a report just for the sales daily sales manager sales meeting, because there's so much more data now that you can and should go over in your sales meeting that we just don't. And then because we'd have to go pull 55 different reports from wherever we're pulling it from to get it done. And then if you do pull all that together, then this meeting takes maybe 20, 30 minutes max, and you knock it out. And that's why one of the things that I think that's why they don't have it on a daily basis, because it's so hard to pull together the data, or that they have it on a daily basis and it just doesn't have any value. So the salespeople are hard to round up.
Yeah,
that's good stuff. So Larry, help us understand what if I say I don't have PSX Digital, as you probably should, but if you don't,
right?
And what data is needed for a good, effective sales meeting?
You know, my experience, and as we went through this in my first 15 years in the car business, my experience told me that we should start out every meeting on wins. Yes. So let's just flat start out with who sold stuff yesterday and who sold what and how many. You know, if you the hat trick, always a great way to start out a meeting. Hey, Marty had a hat trick. Here's $150 cash.
Bingo.
Boom. Now you want to herd the cats? Let me tell you, the cats come to catnip. Okay. Cats come to catnip. Cash. Yeah. And then you will see the salespeople will show up. So bring cash to the meeting. Start the meeting on the win. Look for the hat trick. Look for the guys, all the spiffs that you were running. Run, try to give away cash here and there on a regular basis. The way we got spiffed when I was early on, some of the best ways, the hat trick is a good way to do it. Or $25 for every sale, bring cash. Or we used to have a standing spiff. If you could get someone in the trunk of a car and the salesperson could see, and the sales manager could see it, and I would drive it literally right up on the pad. There was no way you could miss it. I'm getting my $50. I'd make a buck and a half a day easily. Yeah. On one of these episodes, I'll give you the word track to get it done, because it still works today. And I can still do the word track because I did it hundreds of probably thousands of times in my career.
You worked your pay plan, guys. That is what a
100%. 100%. So they're going to work their pay plan. So hat trick's a good one. The just spiffs on vehicles are a good one. The best ones are hat trick and hit list units. Get brain cash for hit list units. Get rid of that old inventory. It is never too early to start getting rid of old inventory.
It's smart.
And it's old the minute it gets here.
Bingo. You should be looking at it before it's old, like before it hits that 30, 60 day. You have to be
100%.
Not reactive.
Be proactive. Yes.
Amen. So, and that's what these meetings bring, help you do.
Yeah. So start out with the wins, bring cash, get everybody excited.
Yeah.
I agree. Once you've passed the wins, you want to talk about open customer records. I always talked about who didn't get closed up yesterday. Now, we didn't have the technology we had today back in the dinosaur days when I was selling gazelles and wagons when I was back in the olden days. We didn't have the technology we have today. I always wanted to talk about who let somebody out of here yesterday. How do we not get this customer's information? Today, PSX, we started with open customer records. Who left the record open yesterday? If you've got a CRM and you can do it that way, then you want to do it that way. Start with who left the customer open. Because, hey, man, there's a reason why we don't leave customers open. This is what we do. This is what happens as a result of getting that closed. Let's make sure we get these closed up. Move on. You don't need to say anything more than that. Just keep reinforcing the positive of the reasons why you want to get this thing closed. Once you're past those two things, then I always like to talk about the number of calls we got yesterday. We would track those with the receptionist. But today you can get even better. But how many of those calls did we took in this many calls yesterday? Who took the calls? Did we close them out? Do we have records for them? Do you have them not right down? When are you going to follow up? Again, it's important. You know, the salespeople, and they haven't changed. And they're probably not ever going to change. Okay, quit trying to change them. Help them work with them, right? But they're very focused on what's going on the here and the now, because this is where I make money. It's beanie weenies or steak every single day. And it starts over every single day. And what's not here is hard for me to put my head across that I'm going to sell. Because if you're not here, I'm probably not selling you. So it's the planting. We're hunters. We're not gatherers. So we're not planting the seeds to grow the crops later. You can sit there and talk about it all you want to. We're not listening. We're salespeople. We want to kill it. It's here.
Yep.
You know, keep reinforcing that positive. Hey, look, you took this many calls yesterday. Did you get them locked down? That type of thing. In PSX, we provide the entire report. Did you get, because not every call is going to be, a lot of these calls are going to be unknown. Did you collect the information? Did you get it? And did you get name, email, address, and mobile number? Because if you didn't, then how are you going to follow up? Mm-hmm. Now, we've got a speed to lead study that we normally do. And here's the interesting part we found about the calls versus leads. Leads take about right at around 50 to 60 days. Anywhere there to close. A call closes in 7 days. Somewhere.
Wow. It's a good stat.
If it ain't with you, it's somebody.
Amen to that. That's a great stat. That's wow. A great stat.
You know, so calls, you know, when somebody wants to talk to your salesperson, that means they want to buy something. When somebody wants some information because I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to buy or when I'm going to buy or what's going to happen, they submit a lead.
Yep.
That sales cycle is five times longer. Calls are where you should be absolutely focused, 100%. And that's what always bothered me about CRMs that didn't bring in the calls. Because if it's happening over here in Car Wars or Call Bright or Who's Calling or whatever, if it's happening out here, it ain't happening in here in my wow. CRM. And if it ain't happening in my CRM, it doesn't exist.
Come on.
So just knowing how many calls I got.
Larry, for the people in the back, say it one more time.
If it doesn't happen in the CRM, it doesn't exist.
Boom.
That's 100%.
Every leader should feel that way. And if you're not.
1,000%. Yeah.
Yeah. My gosh. I love that you said that, Larry. That's from old school to new school to future school. This is
it doesn't matter. Yeah, that's never going to change. If it doesn't happen in my seat, it's like a tree falling in the forest. We didn't hear it.
Come on.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, just knowing, you know, for me, it was always, if I knew how many calls I got, like I would look at my old school who's calling report, and it was really super neat. I got 348 calls, you know, this last month. All that was telling me was all the business that I missed.
Yep.
Because none of them made it in my CRM. And if they don't make it in my CRM, it's not real.
Come on.
Nobody's following up on it. And so that's extremely frustrating.
Amen.
And so getting those calls into your CRM it's critical. I mean, that's a customer who's going to buy in 7 days. I promise you. It's going to happen.
So true.
And you're going to end up asking one of those sales guys, hey, did you call that guy back that called last week about the, you know, whatever vehicle that we now have? And he's going to get the, oh, you dids. I love those. The, oh, you dids. That's when you call the customer and he says, man, I wish you'd have called me. I just bought one yesterday. Wow. Oh, you did. Yeah, every salesperson's gotten the oh, you dids, and you don't want those, man.
What'd you get?
It doesn't matter. I don't even care at that point. Yeah, it's over for me. unknown calls or tracking your calls. If you don't have a CRM that's bringing it into the CRM, if your calls aren't coming in directly, I can tell you that less 95% of them is not making it. There, if you are relying on your salesperson to enter the call that they just took, good luck. It's never going to happen. It's a horrible thing, but it's the most important lead. It's still the most important lead, more important than any internet lead, more important than any third-party lead, more important than anything else. It is the most important thing. When that call comes in, you got to stay on top of it.
Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Sorry. So you want to talk about the unknown calls you had yesterday. Then, you know, for me, we were 100% TO store.
As you should.
I think everybody should be, but we were 100% TO store back in, this is in the 90s.
Yeah.
And I think you should have been back from the 50s. You should have been 100% TO store. I don't care when you were. We were 100% TO store. So we always talked about how many did not get TO'd. No TOs. If I saw you with a customer and that didn't become a TO, that's realistically 2 times and that's grounds for firing. You're done. And I don't care how long you've been here. You could have been here for 40 years. I don't care. You will TO every single customer. I don't care if it's your next door neighbor. I don't care if it's your, you know, brother, sisters, cousins by a previous marriage. I don't care. Everyone gets TO'd. You know, when this becomes your business and you're on the hook for the millions of dollars of the building and you're on the hook for the land and the rent factor and you're on the hook for the advertising budget and the payroll, you can do whatever the hell you want to do.
But until that time,
we do what I want to do, which is everybody gets TO'd. I'm going to get a shot at every single customer. I have to. We're going back into this whole lull of COVID. And it's like we've forgotten everything that ever worked and decided, we're digital retailing is taking over. We won't have to work anymore. We won't have to do anything. We just take orders and get paid. Mm-hmm. Really?
But
yeah, okay. You're starting to find out that's not so good. Everybody gets 100% TO. You know what the hardest part about getting a TO is? It's not what you think. The hardest part about getting a TO is what do you tell the customer to go get the manager?
That's a great point.
Because here's what happens. This is what you say. This is the standard word track for everybody. Hold on 1 minute. Let me go get my manager.
And guess what? They're either going to book or they're already coming up with excuses while you're gone. They're going to come up with everything. Did I say this? One of my favorite things there, Larry, and I'm sure you got something great. It was always, hey, hold on 1 second. I got a great idea. I'll be right back. And the reason why I would say that is because I had a great idea. Let me go. So they would be like,
my idea is to go get my manager.
Right. My great idea is to get my manager. Or sometimes, Larry, sometimes we walk away and we go, oh, shit, I know what to say here. I'm going to go right back. We just needed that moment. But a lot of worst case, you go get that manager. They come. But you got to have your customer waiting on something great, not on somebody's going to come hammer me. Right. And that's what they don't. So I love that.
Because we do generally get into a lot of vernacular that is car guy jargon. And there are a lot of people that are newer to the business. I'm not really sure how long Becca Todd's been in the business, but her question was, what's a TO? And you know what? There's a lot of salespeople that when we say that to them, they say, oh, a timeout? What is that?
Yes, exactly. It's a timeout. No, it makes sense. No, you're right. You're absolutely right, Lou. And that's a tragedy that we say that and that people on this podcast don't know what it is. That's a tragedy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Becca, that you did not get. I'm sorry. But TO stands for turnover.
Oh, and
not Terrell Owens.
Okay.
Not Terrell Owens, like Brian Ortega says. No,
it's not that. It's not that TO. Not everybody gets a Terrell Owens. Okay.
That would be a nice little catch, but a turnover. So Becca, a turnover. When you have a deal and you turn it over to someone else to help you out. So you have to have that, a TO. It's a touch. It's to make sure that deal is being touched by everyone, so we all know that everything was done. All avenues were exhausted before somebody leaves, because sometimes it's the smallest thing. Most of the time, it's the smallest thing, Becca, that makes the difference. And a different tone. The exact same words said by somebody who has a little bit more authority in the store will make all the difference sometimes. Confidence is a big part of it. But having that TO is, it's necessary 100% of the time. It's for you. It's your job to slow your customer down enough to be able to recognize, hey, I need some help. And guess what? Mm-hmm. It's okay. That's why we have the leaders that we do, because they are as great as mm-hmm. they are. So yes, a turnover mm-hmm. is powerful. It's the most important thing we do once we get to that spot. Oh, yes, touch the desk. Amen to that. Yes.
Touch the desk, 100%.
That's probably what you were told, but yes, a turnover. Even if, even when you're selling a car, when you're done, when you close a deal, you're still turning it over to finance. It's a turn to finance now. It's a turn to take over, right? So it's the same thing. So make sure you guys turn over always.
Yeah. And I don't like the term touch the desk, because I shouldn't have to touch the desk. Sales manager should be like a shark. He should be roaming that floor. Should never stop moving. Should never stop moving. And that's a whole other, I think that's a whole other podcast, you know, on the floor manager and how that whole other thing. But, you know, but realistically, you shouldn't have to touch the desk, come to you. You do, you know, you don't want to, if at all possible, you would like to be able to TO and not ever leave the customer. Love that. That's the holy grail. Now, we accomplish, there's technology to accomplish that. We accomplish that with the mobile app. But you want to make sure that you can request a TO and the TO come to you, and you never lose, never leave the customer. Leaving the customer is only good in one situation in a car dealership, or any dealership for that matter, car, power sports, doesn't matter. Leaving the customer during negotiation to allow them to privately talk, that's the only time that's good.